He's the source and the sustainer of goodness.
他就是良善的源头以及持守者。
And without him, there would be no goodness in our lives or in the world at all.
没有神在我们里面，在世界都不会有任何的良善。
So when we're talking about human goodness,
所以当我们讲到人类的好。
We need to remember that the goodness that we show to each other comes to us from God.
我们要知道我们彼此良善的来相待，实际上这都是来源于神。
When we are gracious, or when we are kind, when we are righteous, or helpful, or pure.
当我们对人有恩慈，有良善，我们帮助人，我们纯洁的时候。
We are using this quality from Him to bless each other.
我们是在用神所赐给我们的品质来祝福彼此。
Now, because there's two dangers when we are talking about being good.
当然我们在讲到好的时候有两个危险的地方。
Because many people in our world think that by being good, that will somehow save them.
很多这个世界上的人都觉得行良善的事情可以拯救他们。
And you often see this in the movies.
经常你在电影里面可以看到。
So you have a really bad guy.
有一个很坏的一个人。
He does all kinds of wicked things.
做各样的邪恶的事情。
But then at the end of the movie, he will sacrifice his life and save the hero or the heroine.
而在电影的结束的时候，他就做了一些牺牲自己的事情来拯救了这一位英雄。
And it's implied that somehow by this good act of sacrifice, that he has redeemed himself.
这就暗示着通过他所做的这些牺牲，他就可以靠着这个来拯救自己。
Now, this is not how goodness works.
然而良善不是这样工作的。
The Bible is clear, we cannot pay off our bad with our good.
圣经说得很清楚，我们没有办法用自己的好行为来偿还我们所做的恶。
That would be the Hindu teaching of karma.
如果是这样的话，那就是印度教的一种善有善报，叫什么恶有恶报这样的一种说法。
We don't believe that.
我们不相信这个。
Now the other danger of talking about good is saying that good is no use at all.
而另外一个危险，讲到良善的话，那就是认为做好事完全没用。
Now we deny both those positions. We don't say.That good can save you, but we also don't say that being good is no use.
而我们在这里要否定这两种不同的观点，我们不说行善可以拯救我们，但是我们也不否认说行善对于我们是没用的。
Yes, the Bible teaches that we are saved without our good works.
是的，圣经教导我们说，我们得救并不是因为我们的善行。
But we teach that when we are saved, our faith results in a good life, not an evil life.
然而我们所要教导的就是，当我们得救以后，我们所做的一切善行可以带领我们进入到好的生活状态。
So Christianity teaches us that though doing good won't save us,
所以基督教教导我们，虽然说行善不可以拯救我们。
It's beneficial to all people, whether we're Christians or not.
然而不论你是基督徒与否，行善都可以让我们有益处。
And when you think about it, this is just common sense.
你想一下，这个就是非常的可以理解的事情。
You know, if you are good to others,
如果你对别人好，
it's likely that they will be good back to you.
那很可能的就是其他人也会对你好。
If you don't steal, then you probably won't end up in jail.
如果你不偷窃，那你也不会进到监狱。
If you stay faithful to your spouse, it's likely that you will be richer, your home will be happier, and your children will prosper, and your retirement will be satisfied.
如果你对你的配偶忠诚，很可能的就是你的生活会更愉快，你的孩子会更成功，你的退休生活也会更满足。
But if you're not good, if you do evil, if you do bad, then you're going to bring down misery upon yourself, whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian.
然而，如果你不这样，你做一些邪恶的事情、不好的事情，那你就是自找倒霉。
The fact is that obedience to God's ways are always the best.
事实上。顺从神的道路永远都是最好的道路。
This is the way that God works to protect and provide for all people.
这就是神来保护供应所有人的一个方法。
It's His goodness that brings happiness and peace into our lives.
他让我们行善，然后就把平安和喜乐祝福到我们的人生当中。
Think of the squirrel in your backyard.
你想一下你后院的那些松鼠。
She's storing up her food for the winter.
松鼠为了冬天积蓄粮食。
Now because she does that, she's got to survive and her baby's with her.
因为她这样做，她就可以和她的孩子们一起存活。
She is obeying God's rules for squirrels.
她顺服了神为松鼠所定下的规则。
But if she rebels against the law of God,
然而如果她反抗这样的一个规则
and doesn't work hard to provide for the winter,
不努力地为过冬做预备
then she will die early and her children with her.
那她就会和她的孩子一起英年早逝。
So because she's obeying God,
因为她顺服神
and being a good squirrel,
做一个好松鼠
he blesses her and brings success to her.
神就祝福了这个松鼠然后把让他可以成功。
From this we can see that even nature teaches us that there is a right and a wrong way for us to live in this world.
所以哪怕是在自然界都教导我们一个原则，就是我们的生活方式是的确有对错之分的。
Now theologically we call it providence.
在神学上这个就被称作神的眷顾。
And providence generally speaking says this.
神的眷顾总而言之是这样。
Be good and you will flourish.
做良善的事情你就会丰富。
Be evil and you will perish.
做邪恶的事情那你就会灭亡。
So what I'm saying here is that being good is essential for a pleasant life here and now on this earth.
所以我要说的就是现在此时此刻做良善的事情是可以让你有一个愉快的生活。
But of course we also preach.
然而我们也宣扬。
That another step is needed to get you into heaven.
如果要到天堂那就还需要更进一步。
So I hope that this message today will help us not just to think of ourselves as being good, but to really strive to be good people just like Barnabas was.
所以今天的信息我想要让大家想的是不要只是觉得自己还做得不错而是要努力地追求要成为像巴拿巴这样一个好的基督徒。
Now our text, if I can just turn the next one to the next slide here, sorry, it's not working. Never works for me.
我们这边的经文。
Okay, our text comes from verse 24 there. See that?
我们的经文主要集中在第24节。
So Barnabas, in English, Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith,And a great number of people were brought to the Lord.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
So let's just pray together as we begin.
在我们开始前一起来祷告。
Our great God and Heavenly Father.
我们伟大的神，天上的父。
Lord, we are here because we've experienced your goodness.
主啊，我们之所以在这里，是因为我们经历了你所赐下的良善。
Even before we became Christians, you lavished your goodness upon us.
哪怕在我们成为基督徒之前，你已经用你的好大大的浇灌我们。
You gave us good parents.
你给我们好的父母。
And a good home.
好的家庭。
You taught us good things.
你教导我们好的事情。
You fed us and provided for us and protected us for all these years.
你喂养我们，供应我们，在所有的这些年日里头。
And then you gave us a greater good.
然后你所赐给我们的更好。
For we heard the gospel.
因为我们听到了福音。
And we heard how that in your good way, you sent your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our savior.
我们听到你这样美好的道路，你让耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
And so it's for this reason that we not only can have a good life here on earth, but we can expect an even better life in the future.
正因为如此，我们不单单可以在现在享受到美好的生活，而是可以在将来也有更美好的地方等待。
So now knowing this, Lord, we want to be good here and now.
主啊，知道这一点，我们现在此时此刻就想要。
We pray that you'll help us to use the good that you've given to us to spread that goodness around to those around us.
我们就想要做好，我们愿意用你所赐给我们的一切的良善来祝福我们周围的人。
There are many who don't know about your goodness.
很多人还不知道你的良善。
And Lord, we pray that we might be able to communicate that truth to them.
主啊，我们求你让我们可以把你的真理与那些人来交流。
And Lord, sometimes we know that the only way that they will realize that is if we are good to them.
主啊，我们很多时候都知道，他们能够明白到你的好事，可以通过我们。
So we pray that you will make us truly good people who reflect your nature. We pray in Jesus' name.
所以主啊，求你让我们可以因着你的好，让我们真的是把你的好可以带出来，让人看到。主，我们是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, then. So first of all, this is verse 24. Again, we want to focus upon Barnabas is described as being good.
首先我们要关注的就是第24节，这里讲到巴拿巴是一个好人。
And one of the reasons why he is good is because he's full of faith. You see that?
他之所以好的其中一个原因就是他充满了圣灵。
This means that Barnabas had a confident, dependent trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他充满了信心，他完全的、全然的信靠主。
He was fully convinced that Jesus was the Messiah and the Savior.
他完全的相信耶稣就是弥赛亚，是救主。
And his faith showed clearly in everything he said and did.
他的信心在他的所言所行上完全的展示出来。
This is why he was so bold in preaching.
这就是为什么在他宣扬主道的时候是如此的大胆。
And not only in preaching, but in doing other things good, as we'll see as we go through this message.
不单单是在讲道的时候，而是在他做任何的事情的时候，我们通过余下的信息可以看到。
Barnabas was a bit like John Wesley.
巴拿巴就好像是约翰卫斯理一样。
John Wesley, he wrote to a pastor friend who was having financial difficulties.
约翰卫斯理他在写信给他的一个有经济困难的朋友的时候说
And in the letter he quoted the Bible verse from Psalms.
在他的信件里面他引用了圣经诗篇里面的一句话
And the verse says, Trust in the Lord and do good, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You may know that.
这是在诗篇里面所记载的说你当依靠耶和华而行善他就会将你心里所求的赐给你。
And then also in the letter, he included 5 £1 notes.
那同样的在信件里面他还包含了5英镑的钞票。
So a friend replied to Wesley.
他的朋友就给他写回信。
And in his letter, he said, you know, the Bible quotation that you sent me was very beautiful.
在回信里面这个朋友就写到说你在信件里面所引用的经文非常美好。
But the notes that you made on the text were even better.
而你所包含的那几张钞票就更好。
And this is one of the characteristics of a person who is full of faith.
这是一个充满信心的人所具备的一个品质。
He will be looking for opportunities to give practical help to those around him.
他会寻找一些可以实践的机会来帮助他周围的人。
You know, we just come back from vacation.
我们刚刚从假期回来。
And my son, Ben and Jenny, they're expecting a baby.
我的二儿子 Ben 和 Jenny, 他们现在是马上就要有一个小孩要出生。
It could be coming at any time. It may have already come.
任何时候都会降生，那很可能现在都可能。
So of course, when we came back, we went to see them. We went to see them on Thursday.
那当然我们回来的时候就去看他们星期四的时候。
And, we had a great visit. And then when we were leaving, as I was saying goodbye at the door, I noticed that the leaves had not been raked on Ben's garden.
我们在那里很开心但是当我们要离开的时候我就发现在他家的那个院子里头呢那个叶子还没有爬过。
They just moved into this house last week. We were not here to help them.
他们上周刚刚搬到这个房子里面去我们都没有机会可以帮助他们。
And so I mentioned this and I said, Ben, you're going to have to rake your leaves.
然后我就跟 Ben 讲我说你需要来爬一下你的树叶。
And Ben said, I don't have a rake.
Ben 就说我没有那个耙子。
So I said, well, I'll bring you a rake and you can do it.
然后我就说那好我带一个来给你你可以自己做。
So the next day, Friday, I'm meditating on Barnabas for this message.
星期五的时候我就在默想关于巴拿巴的这段信息。
And I'm thinking, oh, Barnabas was a good man because he had a practical faith.
我就想到了巴拿巴之所以是一个好人因为他有可实践的信心。
So it came to my mind.
然后就到我的思想里面就这样想。
You know, Ben doesn't need my rake, he needs my help.
我就想 ,Ben 实际上要的并不是我那个耙子而他要的是我的帮助。
So I said to my wife, I said, come on, we'll go over with the rake, And we went over and we spent the morning in the rain. It was raining, remember, Friday morning. And we raked the leaves for him.
所以我就叫上了我的妻子一起，我们去到了 Ben 他们家，然后就冒着雨帮他把他的树叶爬了。
You see, offering the rake to Ben doesn't make me good.
你看，带个耙子给 Ben 并不能让我就成好人。
But going over and helping him, that blesses the family.
然而实践的去帮助他，就让我可以祝福到这个家庭。
It's what we call a good deed.
这就是叫好事。
Incidentally, I'm telling you all this, but because I did it for my son, it doesn't mean I'm going to come and rake all your leaves, okay?
但是我要跟你说的是，虽然是我替我儿子做的，并不代表我要替你们每个人去爬树叶。
The point is, we all need to be thinking of what good we can do to others.
我要说的就是，我们要想的一件事情，就是我们怎么样才可以为我们周围的人做一些事情。
God blesses us all the time with good things.
神用美好的事物时常都在祝福我们。
How can we use that goodness that he gives to us and use it to bless other people around us?
我们怎样才可以用神所祝福我们的这些好东西去祝福我们周围的人呢？
And don't get confused here. We look at the problems in the world and we think, oh, there's so many needy people.
就在这里不要太困惑，你可以看见在这个世界上有那么多有需要的人。
How can I help them all?
怎么才可以帮助到每一个呢？
If you think like that, it's going to paralyze you. You're not going to do anything.
如果你这样想的话，那就只能让你什么都做不了。
If you think I need to help everyone, you're not going to help anyone.
如果你想着我要去帮助每一个人的话，那你可能一个都帮不了。
What we've all got to do, we've got to look closer to home.
我们要做的就是立定根基。
We've got to ask God to use us to do good to those who are near to us.
让神帮助我们来为我们周围的人做好事。
They're within our reach and we can bless them.
而用我们的丰富去祝福我们周围的人。
That's what Barnabas did, you know, when he was in Jerusalem, he blessed the people there.
这就是巴拿巴所做的，当他在耶路撒冷的时候，他就在为耶路撒冷的人做好事。
He went to Antioch and he blessed the people there.
去到安提阿，他又去祝福安提阿的人。
He went to Cyprus and he blessed the people there.
去到塞浦路斯，他也在祝福塞浦路斯的人。
Wherever he was a blessing. We need to be the same.
不管他在哪儿，他都成为那里的祝福，我们也需要像他一样。
But also, not only was Barnabas good, another reason why he was good is because he was full of the Holy Spirit.
那另外一个巴拿巴之所以是好人的一个原因就是他充满了圣灵。
A Sunday school girl was asked in the class, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
主日学的一个小女孩被问到，就说被圣灵充满是什么意思？
And she said, it means to be filled with goodness.
她就回答说，那就意味着里面充满了良善。
I like that.
我很喜欢这个答案。
Well, we can be more specific.
但是我们可以再具体一点。
To be filled with the Spirit means to be filled with the qualities of God.
充满了圣灵，那就是充满了神。
Things like truth and justice.
就好像是真理和公义。
Kindness and love.
良善爱。
Joy and self-control.
喜乐自制。
Peace and patience.
和平和耐心。
These are all good.
这些都是好的。
Now the opposite is to be filled with evil.
那相反的就是被邪灵充满。
That means to be filled with lies.
那就是被充满谎言。
Cruelty and hatred.
冷酷憎恨。
Envy and pride.
嫉妒骄傲。
Lust and resentment.
色情仇恨。
These things are all bad.
这些都是坏事。
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, He will work good in you.
当你被圣灵充满的时候，他就在你里面动善功。
And he'll do that by convicting you of the wrong.
他就会劝诫你，当你做错的时候。
Correcting us.
而纠正我们。
Teaching us.
教导我们。
Comforting us.
安慰我们。
Guiding us with his word.
带领我们用神的话。
But when you're filled with the evil spirit.
而当你被邪灵充满。
Then the evil will corrupt us.
而这个邪恶就会让我们瘫痪。
It will tempt us.
会引诱我们。
It will hurt us.
伤害我们。
It will deceive us.
欺骗我们。
So to be good, we must be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以你要好，就要被神的灵所充满。
But Barnabas is also described as good because he encouraged others.
巴拿巴 之所以被称为好，还有一点就是他鼓励别人。
He encouraged others to remain faithful to the Lord and steadfast in the purpose of serving the Lord.
他鼓励别人在神里面有信心，而且得到坚固来不停地来服侍主。
In fact, the name Barnabas isn't actually his name. His real name is Joseph, but the name Barnabas was given to him because he was described as a son of encouragement. That's what it means, the son of encouragement.
事实上，巴拿巴并不是他的本名，他的本名叫约瑟。而巴拿巴这个名字之所以给他，就是说他是一个鼓励人的人。
And it was the apostles who gave him that name.
是使徒们给了他这个名字。
Because Barnabas even encouraged the apostles.
巴拿巴他甚至鼓励了这些使徒们。
And there's great power in encouragement.
在鼓励当中有很大的力量。
You know, we know this with our children.
我们看我们的孩子就知道。
Children can do amazing things when they're encouraged.
当孩子们被鼓励的时候，他们可以做很奇妙的事。
Remember when you were a child, how you learned to swim or ride a bike?
你要想一下，你还是一个孩子的时候，你是怎么样学会游泳或者是骑自行车的？
It was encouragement that made it happen.
是因着鼓励才让这个事情成就。
Encouragement is a good power. It's excellent.
鼓励是一个很好的力量，非常的好。
And Barnabas used it well. He was always encouraging other people.
巴拿巴很擅长于用这样的力量，他总是不停地鼓励别人。
And because of that, everyone loved to have him around.
而正因为此，周围的人都很喜欢他。
So if you want to be good, then be an encourager.
所以你想要做一个好人，那就做一个鼓励人的人。
In Pilgrim's Progress, there's a character called Mr. Ready to Halt.
在《天路里程》这本书里面有一个叫迟疑先生的角色。
Because he's always struggling to keep going on the journey to the heavenly city.
那他就是要去天城的路上，总是不停地犹豫。
So the leader of the band of pilgrims gives him a pair of crutches so that he can keep going.
所以这个天路旅程的这些旅客的头就给了他一对拐杖，让他拿着。
And those crutches are symbolic of encouragement.
而这个拐杖就象征着是鼓励。
And if we're honest, we'll all admit that most of us need encouragement.
所以老实说，我们每个人都需要这样的鼓励。
Because we're all ready to halt on our journey to heaven.
因为我们在去天城的路上，我们都是时刻的要迟疑。
Barnabas was so encouraging that they sent him all over the world, as it were, to encourage the Christians.
而巴拿巴是如此的让人可以鼓励人，以至于他被差遣到好多不同的地方去做这样的事情。
He was a man who gave out crutches.
他是一个递送拐杖的人。
We need to give each other crutches.
我们彼此需要递送拐杖。
To keep us all going on this painful journey to heaven.
而让我们可以在这个去天城的痛苦的旅程上可以得到帮助。
That's what your pastors do. Your pastors are here to encourage you every week.
这就是牧师在这里所做的，每周来到这里来鼓励我们。
This is a good work.
这就是好行为。
Because we can all become downhearted.
因为我们每个人都会心灵沉重。
We're always in danger of stopping in this struggle.
我们都在一个要停止的这样的危险当中，都在挣扎。
No, we need to keep going in our spiritual walk with God.
而我们实际上在我们的属灵的道路上，我们需要与神同行。
And if you are going for Christ,
如果你为主而行，
you want to do good.
你会想要做好。
This is why Paul exhorts all Christians, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit.
这就是为什么保罗劝诫所有的基督徒不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵充满。
Barnabas was filled with the Holy Spirit.
巴拿巴他被圣灵充满。
He was drunk on goodness.
他畅饮良善。
We tend to get a little bit tipsy.
而我们经常是浅酌即止。
Because we don't put too much good in.
因为我们不想把太多的良善放到里头。
Then we tend to mix our drinks.
而有时候我们还勾兑。
Taking in both good and bad.
我们把好坏都掺和在一起。
Rather what we should strive to do is consistently be filled with the goodness of the Holy Spirit.
而我们要做的就是让圣灵充满我们，让我们里面充满良善。
And perhaps the greatest good that Barnabas did was welcoming Saul into the church.
而巴拿巴所做的 非常好的一件事情就是把保罗邀请到教会了。
Remember the Christians were all afraid of Saul when he got converted.
你记得当扫罗那时候才刚刚成为基督徒的时候，每个人基督徒都很怕他。
It was Barnabas that brought him into the church. He said, "No, he's okay. He's okay."
是巴拿巴把他带到了教会来说他没问题的。
And then Paul and Barnabas went out to reach the Gentiles, and they turned the world for Christ.
而保罗和巴拿巴去到外邦人当中，把外邦人他们带到了主面前。
So this forgiving, gracious, encouraging spirit of Barnabas.
所以巴拿巴他这个宽恕、鼓励、有恩慈的灵
，led to the gospel being spread throughout the world, and ultimately of us hearing it.
带领福音的脚步传到了世界的各处，最终到了我们的心里。
So if you're full of faith and the Holy Spirit.
所以如果你充满信心又被圣灵充满
，That's when God can use you.
这时候神就可以用你了。
He won't use your bad temper and your fears and your greed and your anger.
他不会用你的坏脾气、你的贪婪、你的愤怒。
But he will use your kindness and love to bless other people.
然而他会用你的恩慈和爱来祝福别人。
So welcome other people into the church when they come.
所以就欢迎其他人来到教会。
Who knows, you may welcome another Saul.
你可能欢迎的就是下一个保罗。
And the Lord will take it from there.
那神就可以从那里动工了。
So be gracious and loving and you will be good.
所以要有恩慈有爱，那你就是一个好人。
That brings us to, oh, here we go. That brings us to the second point. This is Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 37. We're going to see here that a good Christian will give generously to the work of the Lord. So I'm going to ask Lily to read it for us.
这就把我们带到了第二点，讲到《使徒行传》的第四章的32到37节，或者我们可以一起来读，一二，请。那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩，内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，个人所需的分给个人。有一个利未人生在塞浦路斯，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子。他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
So Barnabas was good because he was generous.
巴拿巴之所以是个好人，还因为他非常的慷慨。
Again, we have to be careful here.
再次我们在这里还是要小心。
Because some people think that they can buy their way into heaven by giving lots of money to charity.
有的人觉得他要奉献众多就可以买到一条去天堂的路。
This isn't what Barnabas is doing here.
巴拿巴在这里做的并不是这样。
He's giving money not to get himself to heaven, but to support the ministry here on earth.
他奉献金钱不是为了买条去天堂的路，而是在支持教会的事工。
Barnabas knows that he's already been pardoned and that he already has a home in heaven.
巴拿巴知道他已经被宽恕了，他已经在天家有了位置。
He doesn't need to buy his way in.
他并不需要再买条路去。
The Lord has bought his way in.
主已经帮他买了这条路。
He's trusting in the Lord.
他相信主。
However, not everyone is like Barnabas.
然而并不是每个人都像巴拿巴。
Many try to use a golden key to open the gate of paradise.
很多人都试图用一把金钥匙来打开天堂的门。
Some people give their whole fortune on their deathbeds to the church.
有的人在他的临终病床上把他所有的积蓄都给教会。
But the truth is there isn't enough money in the whole world to buy a single place in heaven.
然而事实上世界上的一切财富都没有办法在天堂买到一席之地。
The only price that can open the gates of heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ.
唯一可以打开天堂门的代价那就是耶稣基督的宝血。
He paid that price willingly and freely for all who will accept it.
他自愿的白白的为一切可以愿意来接受这样代价的人付上了代价。
So we go to heaven based on his generosity,Not on our generosity.
所以我们进天堂是因着耶稣基督的慷慨，而不是我们自己的慷慨。
However, Barnabas gave to support those on the way to heaven.
然而巴拿巴他的奉献是来支持那些还在寻找天路的人。
Not for his benefit, but for their benefit.
不是为了他自己的益处，而是为那些人的益处。
Whenever we give to the church, it's important that we remember.
任何时候，当我们要在教会奉献的时候，我们要记住一点。
We're not doing this for ourselves, we're doing it for others.
我们做这个并不是为着自己，而是为着别人。
Otherwise, it's not a good work at all.
否则的话，那就不是善行了。
We give like the sun gives its light and heat.
我们给予就好像是太阳给予它的阳光和热量。
It gives because it can give, not because it gains from it.
之所以给，是因为他能给，而并不是他可以从中得到什么。
In fact, as the sun gives that light and heat, it loses fuel.
事实上，当太阳在给予它的热量和光线的时候，它实际上丧失能量。
Barnabas was like that.
巴拿巴也是同样。
He didn't gain by heaven by giving, but he did lose from this earth.
他给予的时候并不能得到天堂的任何东西，反而他是会失去在地上所有的。
This is what a good person will do. He will sacrifice himself to help the other.
这就是一个好人要做的，他牺牲他自己所有的去帮助别人。
That brings us to the third point.
这就把我们带到了第
三点。A good Christian will not depend on outward appearances.
一个好的基督徒不是靠外表的。OK, 让我们一起来读《使徒行传》的14:8-18，一二，请。的无力的人，生来是瘸腿的，从来没有走过。他听保罗讲道，保罗定睛看他，见他有信心，可得痊愈，就大声说：“你起来，两脚站直。”那人就跳起来，而且行走。众人看见保罗所做的事，就用吕高尼的话大声说：“有神借着人形降临在我们中间了。”于是称巴拿巴为宙斯，称保罗为希尔米，因为他说话灵手。有城外宙斯庙的祭司牵着牛，拿着花圈来到门前，要同众人向使徒献祭。巴拿巴、保罗二使徒听见，就撕开衣裳，跳进众人中间，喊着说：“诸君，为什么做这事呢？我们也是人，性情和你们一样。我们传福音给你们，是叫你们离弃这些虚妄，归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。他在从前的世代，任凭万国各行其道，然而为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。”二人说了这话，紧紧地拦住众人，不献祭于他们。
So Barnabas was so impressive to look at that the people actually thought that this is the father of the gods.
巴拿巴外形如此的醒目，以至于周围的人都觉得他是宙斯。
Now, this is a statue of Zeus, the father of the gods that the Greek had. You can see he's quite an impressive figure there.
这就是希腊诸神当中宙斯的一个形象，看着是挺亮眼的。
So Barnabas probably looked something like this.
所以巴拿巴可能跟这个有一比。
They didn't think Paul looked like the father of God, so that's why the theologians actually think Paul wasn't impressive to look at.
但是众人并没有觉得保罗看起来像宙斯，所以呢，很多神学家都认为保罗其实没那么醒目。
And it tells us, you know, there's a tendency in us to look at the outward. We look at the outward and think, oh, the outward is good, therefore the inward must be good.
我们经常有这样的倾向，就是当我们看到外表光鲜亮丽的时候，就会觉得内在也不错。
We do this with the Hollywood stars all the time.
我们看那些好莱坞的明星经常都是这样。
And I've got this other picture here. You see this? You probably all see this, right?
我们旁边有另外一幅图，可能大家也都看过。
So what is it? What is it a picture of?
大家看着像什么呀？旁边的这个黑白的这个图。
A lady, right?
看起来像一个女士哈。
Can you see a young lady?Can you see anything else?
看着是不是一个年轻女士啊？你还能看到其他什么东西吗？
Look hard and you think about, see the chin? Think of that as a nose.
仔细的看。
Look at that, that chin is a nose.
你把他的项链那个地方往上走一点，看到那边是鼻子。
See anything else?
你看到什么了吗？
It's an old lady, right?
是一个老妇人。
A Caucasian lady, because she's got a big nose.
一个白人老妇白人的老妇人。
So this is actually a picture of an old lady. It's not a picture of a young lady at all.
所以这实际上是一个老妇人的图像。
And it shows us how the eye can fool us.
所以这个就让我们看到我们的眼睛非常的会欺骗我们。
We see it with Judas.
犹大就是这样。
Good, he was an apostle.
那他是使徒中的一员。
The kiss of friendship ended up being the kiss of betrayal.
然而一个象征友谊的亲吻变成了一个背叛的亲吻。
That's something we've got to realize in this world. The beautiful can quickly become ugly.
这就是我们在这个世界上要意识到的，那就是美丽经常一瞬间就可以变成丑陋。
So we mustn't depend on outward goodness.
所以我们不能依靠外在的美。
We must produce the hidden goodness of the soul.
我们要来发展我们内在灵魂的美。
That brings us to the next point. Sorry, we've got a lot of reading because we're trying to look at the life of Barnabas. But this is a good Christian will not be perfect.
所以这就把我们带到了第四点，我们还是要来读经，就是说一位好的基督徒并不是完美无缺的。来，我们一起读一二情。过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们近况如何。巴拿巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可带他去。于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往塞浦路斯去，保罗拣选了希拉也出去，蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中，他就走遍叙利亚、基利加，兼顾众教会。
So Barnabas was a good man, the Bible says, but yet he's not perfect. He gets into a big fight with Paul.
圣经所记载的巴拿巴是一个好人，然而他并不完美，他跟保罗起了一个很大的争执。
And the fight was so bitter that they actually split and they went in two different directions.
而这个争执是如此的严重，以至于他们分道扬镳。
So even good men are far from perfect, and we've got to realize that.
所以我们要意识到的就是，哪怕是一个好人，也离完美差得很远。
You may try to be the best that you can be, but never think that you are perfect. You're not.
你可以努力的做一个好人，然而你永远不要想你可以完美。
This wasn't the only time that Barnabas got it wrong.
这并不是巴拿巴唯一犯错的时候。
You remember there was a dispute about circumcision. There was false teachers coming into the church.
你还记得那时候在教会有一个关于割礼的一个争执。
And they would teach, oh, it's not enough to believe in Jesus Christ. You also have to be circumcised.
所以这个错误的教导就是说，相信耶稣还不够，每个人都还要受割礼。
And Paul in Galatians, he said, no, he resisted this.
保罗在加拉太的时候就反对这样的理论，他说我们就要拒绝这样的理论。
And he rebuked Peter, but he also rebuked Barnabas, because both of them were deceived by this false teaching.
他责备了彼得，同时他也责备了巴拿巴，因为他们两个都支持这样的错误的教导。
Now both of them repented.
而这两位他们都悔改了。
So perhaps that's a good definition of a Christian. A good Christian is not a perfect person, but he is a repentant person.
所以这里可能也是给基督徒的另外一个定义，就是一个好的基督徒，他不是一个完美的基督徒，但是他是一个会悔改的基督徒。
That brings us to our last reading and our last point. A good Christian is concerned for lost humanity.
所以这把我们带到了第五点，最后一点就是一位好的基督徒，他会为失丧的人而挂虑。让我们一同来读一二情。在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面、古利奈人路球与分封之王西律同养的马念并扫罗。他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工， 于是进食祷告按手在他们头上就打发他们去了。
So Barnabas was good because he was a soul winner.
巴拿巴他好，他是一个灵魂的拯救者。
He didn't just encourage Paul to be a missionary, which is good work.
他并不单单只是鼓励保罗成为一个宣教士，当然这很好。
He actually went with him.
他实际上跟保罗同去。
They reached the world for Christ.
他们为主去接触世界。
Now we have the same mission.
我们有同样的使命。
Because the problem that they had is still the problem that we have.
因为他们当时所面对的问题和我们现在面对的一样。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
And we have to leave this world one day.
有一天我们都要离开这个世界。
Then what happens?
之后发生什么呢？
The Bible answers that we must face judgment.
圣经的回答就是我们都要面对审判。
And the basis of that judgment will not be the relative goodness we see in Barnabas.
而这个审判的根基基础并不是我们在巴拿巴这里可以看到的相对的好。
It will be the absolute goodness we find in God.
而是我们可以在神那里看到的绝对的好。
So we'll be measured against perfect righteousness.
我们要用这样完美的公义被衡量。
The Bible tells us that we're all going to fall short of that perfection.
圣经告诉我们在这样的完美之下我们统统都不能站立。
And it doesn't matter how relatively good we might be.
不管我们相对来说有怎样的好。
This is why Barnabas, though he was a good man,
这就是为什么虽然巴拿巴是一个好人。
He's not depending on his goodness.
但他并不依靠他的好。
He knows that despite his goodness, he still needs a savior, and so do we.
他知道哪怕他好，但是他还是需要一位救主，我们也是同样。
So one way that we can be good,
所以我们可以做好人的一个方式。
Is by preaching that message, by letting people know, look, as good as you are, I'm really pleased that you're a good person, but you are not good enough to get to heaven.
那就是把这样的信息告诉我们周围的人，是的，你的确很好，但不管你怎样好，但是你要去天堂还是不够的。
Then we need to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ who can save their immortal souls.
然后我们就需要把他们指向耶稣基督，那一位可以让我们的灵魂得永恒的。
So in conclusion, Barnabas was a good man because he was full of faith, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit. Right,
我们下面总结一下，巴拿巴他是一个好人，因为他充满了信心，也被圣灵充满。
He was generous, he was gracious, he was encouraging.
他慷慨，有恩慈，很鼓励人。
And he was deeply concerned about the eternal salvation of other people.
他对别人灵魂得救非常的关注。
But he wasn't perfect.
然而他不完美。
He had his faults.
他有他的错误。
And our job is to strive to be as good as we can despite our faults.
所以我们的工作就是不管我们有怎样的错误，我们要竭力的追求成为好人。
See, goodness is not a label.
良善并不只是一个标签。
It's the way our lives are and what our lives produce.
它是我们的生命，是我们生命所可以结出的果子。
So a good farm is the sign of a good farmer.
一个好的农场就像意味着有一个好的农夫。
A good painting is the sign of a good painter.
一幅好的图画就意味着背后有一个好的画家。
A good business is the sign of a good businessman.
一个好的生意意味着有一个好的商人。
A good life is the sign of a good Christian.
一个好的生命就意味着有一个好的基督徒。
Hopefully, when our time comes,
希望当我们到我们的时间到的时候，
we have to leave this world,
我们要离开这个世界。
And at the funeral, when the pastor stands up,
在葬礼上，牧师站在这里。
Hopefully, he can honestly say,
希望他可以诚恳地说，
this was a good person.
这是一个好人。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful again for this goodness that you've showered upon us.
天父啊，我们再次的感谢你所赐给我们的一切的良善。
Lord, we do pray that we would appreciate that goodness.
主啊，我们求你让我们可以为着这些良善美好而感恩。
Give glory to you.
把荣耀归给你。
And then use it to be a blessing to those around us.
而使用这些良善成为我们周围人的祝福，
Especially by pointing them to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
特别是把他们指向我们的救主耶稣基督。
We pray in His name.
我们奉主的名求。
Amen. Amen. Amen.